Well, it started out. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, it's just remarkable the meltdown the Republican Party is having over basic liberties and education of people on freedom of speech. That I see now that in Tennessee that they've a school board down there banned the book Mouse, which is a graphic novel about the Holocaust, and that I can remember as a kid hearing about the Holocaust. And my father had a lot of World War II books around the house that, in the magazine, these military magazines that he would get that had, graphic pictures of people getting, offloaded off the trains and stripped and on their trip to the showers, to the gas chambers, and so I was, in my early teens.
Right. They're trying to get rid of these books,
old.
Yeah. The Maus, M-A-U-S, which is I think it got a prize, and it's a fictitious rendition, but it got a prize for both fiction and nonfiction because it was about the Holocaust. And a lot of these school districts, I shouldn't say a lot, but in Republican areas are getting rid of any book on the Holocaust. They're getting rid of any book on race relations. They're getting rid of Martin Luther King's speeches. Toni Morrison, eminent novel, Nobel Prize winner, they're getting rid of her books. You know, here's the deal. And they had a vote in the state Senate, and this had to do with controlling speech. We'll be getting to that in a minute. The only Republican who voted against it, so it was on party line, was Mark Line of Spring Green, and he said something that made sense. He said, I don't like a lot of this stuff either, but we got to leave it to local school boards. And I think that's exactly right. Local school boards are in the best position. There are certain things you don't want a third grader to read. I agree. Or a sixth grader, a ninth grader. Some of this stuff has to be age appropriate. I get it. But to legislate that in all circumstances by using vague words like make them uncomfortable and all that, that's why you have school boards. That's why you have local control. That's why you have decisions at the local level. The local level. What happened to local control? What happened to the local level? And it's worked very well in Wisconsin. Nobody's teaching certain things in the third grade or the fifth grade or the eighth grade. Some things are taught in high school. Some things are taught in college. Leave it to the universities, the high schools, and the school boards. And stop this clown business of the Republican Party trying to regulate the curriculum and the books in schools. We're going back to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, it shouldn't be any surprise that the people who want to burn the books about Nazi Germany are the modern-day Nazis. That's what they are, man. All this hatred, all this divisiveness, all this violence, and now we're going to watch 50 Republican senators work their asses off to deny a black woman to be the first one appointed to the United States Supreme Court. And I hear white guys say, well, why do we have to have someone black? Why do we have to have all men until recently? Why do we always have to have people that are conservative? And I'm not even for moderate Supreme Court justices at this point because justice is in need of a boost. We need someone that has worked with the little people.
Right. Well, there are a couple of them. I think that Michelle Childs did. Some of them were public defenders, Ketanji Jackson. But the other thing, and this is this could be a chink in the armor of the Republicans. When Michelle Childs was put up for a district court federal appointment, and now she's up for the Court of Appeals, three Republicans voted to advance her confirmation: Lindsey Graham, Murkowski, and Collins. And the theory is if they did for the lower court, they will for the Supreme Court. I don't know if that's true, but of the three of them, by far the most important is Lindsey Graham. Why is that? not because I like Lindsey Graham, attack him all the time on the show, but Lindsey Graham is on the Judiciary Committee. If Michelle Childs is the nominee, she went to the University of South Carolina Law School and to Florida undergrad. She and Amy Comey Barrett would be the only two justices who didn't go to Harvard or Yale. People are getting tired of just having people coming from a certain school. Lindsey Graham's going to be in a very tough position to say, no, I don't want her. And Jim Clyburn's behind her. That's why I think, and Jim Clyburn has talked to Lindsey Graham, I think that there is light at the end of that tunnel. And she'd be very good. So would Ketanji Jackson. So would the woman from the California Supreme Court. And the thing is, when it comes to people opposing somebody or people wanting books banned and all that, I do not ascribe personal bad Nazi-like characteristics to them. I think they are misguided, quite frankly. They're scared. They're frightened about certain issues. Okay, that's why you have school boards. You don't teach first graders certain things. I get it. Or third graders or seventh graders. Some of you teach in college, some of you teach in high school, and you let books be open to everybody. That does not mean that a third grader is reading some books. That's up to the school board. Pizza Box Mike, my friend and co-host, thank you for calling in. Little good news, give you a little good news, polls, 2024 election. This is a poll of 2,000 people, plus or minus 2% margin of error. This is a good, real poll. The election were held today. Biden would get 45% of the vote. Trump would get 44% of the vote. Margin of error, 2%, very similar to the margin that Biden beat Trump in 2020. Biden's margin over Pence is even bigger, 2 points. Biden's margin over Cruz is bigger, 6 points. Biden's margin over DeSantis is 5 points. Here's the fly in the ointment. Fly in the ointment. When they ask a generic question, suppose Joe Biden were running against a generic Republican. Joe Biden loses that one, 46 to 37. But that tells me, we just named anybody who's liable to be the nominee, which is Trump, Pence, Cruz, or DeSantis. Biden beats all of them, and he beats Cruz by 6 points, DeSantis 5 points, Pence 2 point, Trump 1 point. It's just that people always are restless. They always want change. You always have 30% of the people that want to impeach the present president, no matter who he is, even if it's Franklin Roosevelt. So if you give people candy, you give them a piece of cake, you go, we could have a change to a Republican. They go, yeah, yeah. And that one, Biden loses 37 to 46. But then you start to put a flesh on the skeleton. And it reminds me of Hamlet's soliloquy. When the rosy hue of resolution is sicklied over by the pale cast of thought. Once you have this great resolution, then you think, oh my God, would that mean Trump? No way. Pence, no way. Cruz, no way. DeSantis, no way. So when they put flesh on the skeleton, they put an actual Republican up there, people gasp, put the hair on the monkey's back straight on end, they run away, gibbering with fear, and Biden wins. So that's where you got it. Good news, in my opinion. That can change, but Biden's doing a good job, very good job. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. This is the hardest thing. I'm late.